Live from home again. We got Red Sea Radio episode 11. We're back at it again. Another week, another episode. This time coming from home again. Me and Jack on Zoom. Jack, how you feeling?
Good. Bad, and obviously not great after a Fairfield loss, but you know, not horrible. I like the effort.
Better than last time, for sure.
Yeah,
better than last week.
More positive than last week, last Wednesday.
So we're recording this episode. It's 9:15 p.m. on Wednesday night. Game just wrapped up about 10 minutes ago or so. But we're going to start with some notes like we do every show before we get into the game because, you know, that's going to be the main focus of our show today. But some notes for Fairfield sports in general. Obviously, there's supposed to be a ton of games this weekend. We're supposed to have a packed weekend. Pretty much all of them got canceled, men's and women's. Stony Brook got pushed back. Sacred Heart got completely canceled. I think they're just throwing that out for the season, which is unfortunate. I had a nice.
Yeah, we both were excited for that matchup.
Yeah, I had a nice graphic to go, ready to go for for our Twitter page, and I don't know. Maybe I'll just toss it up one day, but I was excited to post that. Now that game's canceled. Women's games got canceled. They haven't even started their season yet. They begin Thursday night, so a lot of cancellations. That was the theme of last week. That's why we decided to record this episode after the Wednesday game. And other than that, I think one other note we got to note is our boy Matt Turner had another beautiful weekend with the New England Revolution. They were in the Eastern Conference semifinals against Orlando City, and they won 3-1, which
was that the penalty? Was that the game we saved the penalty in?
So I predicted that score on our Twitter the night before. So if you guys were paying attention, you could have
made some money
off of that. But 3-1, they won. They were up 2-1 when Matt Turner had that crucial penalty save against Nani, who's a pretty well-known player. He played with Ronaldo on Portugal for a while, played in Manchester United for a while. So pretty big name, and he came up huge with a penalty save and had the play of the match, had got interviewed after and everything. So huge kind of shout-out to him. He plays this weekend in the Eastern Conference Finals against Columbus and maybe get a trip to the MLS Cup Finals. That would be pretty cool. So shout-out to him to start the show. Again, probably try to get him on here eventually during his off season. So I guess let's get into it. We got Fairfield-Hartford, 66-61. Hartford took it home today at our home opener at Alumni Hall. So, you know, I think last episode was a little long because we kind of were all over the place. I think
well, this it was first game, we were excited.
Yeah, we're a little excited. There's a lot to talk about. I think to kind of just for time reasons, I think this one we should just kind of go player by player. We could talk about first half, second half. I think if we just hit player by player, it'll eventually kind of just
it will end up becoming a full game. It'll end up becoming a full game.
But I guess before we do player by player, do you want to just give your overall beginning take on what you just watched?
Yeah, I was impressed with the offense, a little disappointed with the defense, surprisingly, which is very unlike what we were expecting going into the year. That was probably basically my thing. Impressed with the offense, a little upset with the defense.
Yeah, I guess my first sum up thing is there's a lot of good things that came out of today, like a lot of strong points you could take away from today. But the biggest kind of takeaway for me today was turnovers. I think we ultimately beat ourselves today with turnovers. I think if you were able to cut those even in half, we would have won this game by a pretty solid margin. So that's kind of my overarching thing.
And especially they were just some in like crucial moments. Like there was Caleb or Mido's after a big block with like 4 minutes left, I think.
Yeah.
And then Caleb had a bad one late
in the game. I don't know. I'm not sure if it was a turnover or a missed shot, but I know you texted me about it when Jesus had that. He was running up the court. We were down 4. It was right at the end of the game, probably a minute left. And he didn't pass it the whole way down. And
he took an
either lost it or missed the
– No, he missed the layup. He missed the layup. It was like one of those, like, he went to the post, tried to, like, flip it over the guy's head, like, kind of just, like, Hail Mary shots, which were
– So let's look at some stats first before we go player by player. So Fairfield shot 37%, which I believe that's a little bit of a improvement from their last game against Providence. But obviously this team just looked a lot more comfortable today, and you kind of expect that. It's a way more
It's a very matchup. A couple steps down in competition. You expect to then look more like a more comfortable.
Yeah, way more of an
shots,
even matchup.
Making baskets.
And we're talking about Hartford. They just played Villanova yesterday and lost by like 30 as well. So,
they didn't look like 30 and tell the whole story. They didn't look terrible.
No, and I was worried about this game today because one, I told you that, I mean, they lost.
I think we both watched some of it. I think I watched the first half, but you watched.
I didn't watch a whole lot of it, but I watched a little bit of it. But I was worried because first of all, I talked to you about this is that, you know, they just lost by 38 or so to Villanova, which is one of the teams that's going to contend for a national championship. And, you know, we lost by 41 to Providence, which is a team that's maybe going to make the tournament, you know. So
since we played them,
which, by the way, Providence hasn't looked that good since we played them. They lost by a lot against Indiana, and they won by 1 point yesterday against Davidson. So our little
– And I think they lost by what, like 39?
To Indiana, they lost by
like – No, to Alabama tonight.
Oh, they played today?
Yeah, they lost by like 25 points. It was a fifth-place game for that Maui Invitational.
So
they finished last.
Our little point of us last week saying that we didn't think they were going to be that good, I think we were kind of proved a little right this week by their play. I think people overreacted to them beating us by 40.
We weren't trying to be rude, but we were just trying to give an honest take.
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying too, is because like we have like – I mean, like I have a pretty – decent amount of friends that go to Providence. I'm not like hating on Providence basketball, but I just thought people were really just kind of giving them too much credit after our game. We kind of talked about if you stop their big men, their guards really don't have it yet. So, but
yeah, I mean, Watson hasn't really done much since.
Yeah. So enough Providence, but yeah, for Hartford, you know, my point was that, you know, they played a better team and lost by less than us. So I was a little worried. And then my other thing, I was talking to someone last night about this, is that coming off a back-to-back is tough, but that's kind of how this season's going to be. But them coming off a back-to-back playing Villanova one night, it's like – it's almost like going up to, you know, playing baseball, going up on deck with the bat weight on, swinging, and then once you come to the plate, that's kind of like what it is, because they played a crazy team one night. It's going to feel a lot easier the next night playing against us. So that's another thing I was worried about going into tonight. But it was a super even matchup. Again, we play them on Monday, so I'm excited to see what that holds. But, you know, we shot 37%. They shot 38%. They made 8 threes. We made 7. Took 10 less than them, though. You mentioned it, that we were a little more efficient from 3 tonight. 38% from 3. So, you know, I think
that's probably the best 3-point shoot. It was better than – any game we had last year shooting for 3.
I think, if anything, I would have wanted them to take more tonight.
No, so, yeah. I mean, Caleb and Jalen both looked – even Taj looked really comfortable from 3.
Yeah, I'm excited to get into it and look at the stats because I haven't looked at them, you know, yet. But I was telling you, like, I really only recall Jalen shooting, like, 1 3, and he made it. And so I would have preferred him to take more. And Caleb was good from 3, too. I would have – wanted him to take more. 7 for 18, 38%, almost 39%. I would have liked them to take a few more threes tonight, but again, like you said, the percentage went way up, and if we can continue that over the season, that'd be a very good number to be around.
We'd be lucky to shoot make 3 in a game last year.
Yeah, and it would be depending on if Landon was hot or
and it would be based on like how if the shot clock was winding down, we got lucky on like a Hail Mary 3. Like we were taking them like in the flow of the offense, which made me excited. It made it like more fun to watch. I think I texted you one, but I was like, them like being able to run and like hit threes, like makes it actually like enjoy, like fun to watch them play offense.
Yeah, they were fun to watch tonight. 12 for 19 from the for free throws, 63%. So it wasn't that great. I know Supreme took a lot of free throws tonight. Took.
I think the rest of them shot pretty much a lot.
When it's your big man, you know, you kind of expect that. He took most of them probably. I know Caleb missed a couple free throws too, but, you know, we'll talk about him in a second. We out-rebounded them by one rebound, 42-41. I think we had the advantage, really, personally, on big men for the night.
For sure. But their guards, it was their guards that did the damage.
Only 6 assists for Fairfield tonight. So, again, not a number that we really want to, you know, see.
Yeah, you want to pass the ball more. You want to share it, get easy buckets.
So, let's see what else we got. 5 steals, so that's pretty good. 2 blocks. I think, did Supreme have both of them?
The blocks? No, Mino and Supreme had one each. I think Caleb had one. Oh, they might count as a steal.
And then we had, so this is the number that I said summed up the day, 16 turnovers. So, you know, I personally, in the first half, there was a stretch, and I don't know if someone wants to fact check it out there if they're listening, but I believe we went like 5 or 6 possessions in a row, strictly turnovers.
Well, yeah,
every single one was a turnover.
It was like Hartford missed 3, Fairfield turnover, Hartford missed 3, and it wasn't like Matt bad pass. It was a few bad passes we made, but it was mostly just like wacky drives leading the offensive fouls. Like you gotta drive with your head up. You gotta know like what the defense is setting up. Just driving aimlessly into the paint isn't gonna get you to the line. Like guys are too smart at this level. Just give you free throws like that. They're gonna take charges. They're gonna take advantage of that.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about the turnovers again when we go player by player, because there's definitely ones that we want to touch upon. But again, that for me was what killed it tonight. You lose by 5 points. You turn the ball over 16 times. If you could have protected the ball and maybe converted on like 2 more of those or 3 more of those, you know what I mean? You're talking
that's
about
the game. Yeah, game. That's the best 5 points.
14 fouls, you know. Nothing really there for me. I mean, a couple of those were poor offensive fouls that were turnovers anyway. You know, I don't really think they were necessarily in foul trouble or anything. Largest lead of the game, 5 for Fairfield, 12 for Hartford. Obviously Hartford had that stretch that you talked about. It kind of just came out of nowhere, and it like you look away for 5-10 minutes, and or not 10 minutes, but 5 minutes or so. And, we were just down by 10 out of nowhere, down by 12. It was kind of unfortunate.
That's very reminiscent of last year. We had similar stretches like that last year, which made me a little nervous. Like, obviously, it was like when last year they would get into that stretch, it kind of lasted the rest of the game, and it would end up being like a huge blow. But tonight they were actually able to rebound from it and like kind of get things moving offensively, which made me more confident in their ability to score.
Yeah, so – you know, game leaders for them, it was Flowers. He had 20 points. So basically 1/3 of Hartford's points came from him. In that second half, he was crucial, pretty much unstoppable from all over the floor, mid range, get into the hoop. He had that and one. So he was kind of the guy that was unstoppable. He led them in points, rebounds, and assists today. And interestingly enough, the beginning of the game, they were talking about, I believe it was Carter, maybe, they said was going to be the big-time player.
Yeah, Carter had a bad game for a while, but then he had a couple big shots at the end.
Yeah, at the end, that's when the announcers were saying that it's not really about how you do it, but when you do it. But, you know, Flowers was kind of the guy for them today. But my overall kind of thing about Hartford before we get into Fairfield is that, like, they didn't necessarily impress me a lot.
I mean, they had a bad shooting game, but you could tell, like, they're willing to shoot the 3 ball, and I mean you have a guard like Flowers who can kind of dominate like against teams like this. You don't really need a good shooting night to win, because when he's on his game, which he was tonight.
Yeah, and you know, that's kind of an interesting point to consider for Monday, is like, oh, if they did miss a lot of shots tonight, if they have a hot night, we could have found ourselves down by a lot more.
But sure. But also, I mean, to be fair, Fairfield, a whole game against them, they'll probably play better defense. And 2, I think Fairfield also tightens their game up more. I don't think they go on a 6-minute scoreless streak on Monday. Like, if you're going to play a game with Hartford, you could play with Fairfield, with saying like they'll play better too.
Yeah. So, no. So, and yeah, both teams seeing each other and everything now. But, you know, I think one thing to point out with Hartford too is I feel like we had a pretty good advantage on them down low, and I wish we would have kind of exploited that more throughout the game. We considered they had the one big guy, right? But then other than that, like, their second tallest player was that kid from Australia.
Who's Mark. Basically a shooter.
Yeah, basically a shooter. He's 190 pounds, so he wasn't bigger than anyone on our team. About the same size as Mido, but, you know, he wasn't even playing down low, really, like you said.
Yeah, so. I mean, they mentioned before, like, I think at one point they said, like, they were targeting, they should, or Fairfield should target him with Supreme because of just how big the weight difference is.
Yeah, so something to think about for Monday, in a lineup with Supreme or Mido, or even Chef Supreme or Chef Mido, like a combination of the two, they could really bully this team down low if they really want to on Monday. I think that should be like a spot that they exploit. They were doing it in the second half, and Supreme
had a great stretch in the second half.
Yeah, they couldn't stop him, and if they did, they were fouling him, you know. So
yeah,
I think they could do that all game on Monday, and if they have both big men in there.
And I mean,
it's going to be open pretty much.
Yeah, I think when they found their groove when they took Mile out for Jalen and Cook had the whole paint to himself and kind of spaced the floor out more, and they were able to get like kind of five out or four out, one in, and had Cook just one on one with him all game long, like for that 5 minute stretch, just destroying the paint.
All right, so let's go in to our player by player kind of thing for the night. Or I guess I have some notes I made on my phone. I think I'll read those first. Some notes I made during the game like I did last time. Weirdly, it's not really a talking point that you would kind of think of often, and I don't really know why. It's not really something you'd want to incorporate into your show, but goaltending was kind of a little issue for us tonight.
Well, offense goaltending.
Yeah.
And, I mean, also, it was a storyline throughout the game because Harford had a questionable one on – late in the game, they had a questionable one that they didn't call.
Yeah, and you know, always thinking everything of retrospect, but those couple of goaltends took away baskets that, I mean, we lost by five.
And some of them were just unnecessary. I think one, Caleb, like the ball was going in.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that was Mido or Supreme.
No, it was Cook. It was Cook, if I'm not mistaken.
I think Mido and Supreme
Mido did have one, but I think Cook was the one that we were mentioning.
So, and then another takeaway I had, we talked about, or I'm not sure if we talked about it yet, but like Jae Young promised us in the interview with him, they played faster today.
They ran. Caleb got a rebound, they were off.
And that's the thing you noticed, another kind of big thing you noticed watching them today is when they played faster, they were doing really well. But when Hartford was able to slow us down and force us to kind of have to set up and play slow, that's when we really struggled, and they did that in the second half, and that was when we'd go 6 minutes without scoring or whatnot.
I mean, it's mostly because they weren't getting stops, and when Harford was scoring, they weren't able to get rebounds that like kicked out, got them on the fast break with mismatches. They had to stop, like inbound the ball, run it up, and you could tell they weren't comfortable doing that.
Yeah, so that was definitely an issue. First half, I wrote this down. Obviously, Supreme kind of proved us wrong in the second half, but the bigs kind of had trouble finishing at the rim in the first half. I feel like Chef kind of struggled today, shooting-wise. And Mido didn't really – I feel like he didn't really attempt many shots today. So
I didn't really play that much. Mido and Chef both kind of got put to the bench for Jalen, really.
Yeah, I feel like they struggled a little bit shooting-wise today. I know Chef definitely had a couple of layups that didn't really look too good, so I had to write that down. Defense obviously played solid as usual. You were a little disappointed with the defense, but I think 66 points is
should
keep us in the game.
It was more just like the shots, like they were giving up like mid-range jump. Like I don't know, I felt like they could have limited more.
Second half, too. I mean, I wrote this down the first half.
They scored 40 points
in
the second half.
I think their first half defense played solid for sure. I think second half they let up a little bit. But and then, obviously, I talked about the turnovers. We already talked about that. And then, yeah, I guess the rest are going to be player things. So let's do it. Let's get into our player.
I'm excited.
By player analysis.
I love the players. Love players.
Do you have you got the stats pulled up, too?
Yeah, I have them up.
All right, so we're going to just go right down the list like we did last time. So, obviously, you got Supreme Cook at the top. He shot 4-for-7 today.
Probably our player of the game, right?
Yeah. He's got
you're probably going to lead Caleb, but, like, personally.
No, I'll say Supreme Cook was a player of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, assuming
– We should keep a tally, see who, like, wins the most by the end of the year.
I mean, we lost, so, like, technically the player of the game was someone on Hartford. But our Fairfield player of the game. Our Fairfield player of the game. I was the fan of the game today.
I know. I saw.
It was pretty cool.
For, like, an entire commercial, or I guess, like,
the intro from the commercial.
Yeah, you were full screen.
I was a fan of the game. I had the spotlight. It's pretty cool.
So if anyone was watching, any listeners were watching, you saw our faithful host.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. My boss told me that this morning, so I knew I was going to be on it. But now we got to start petitioning from here on out to get you to be fan of the game. But you got to get a fan cutout.
I'll get one at some point.
You don't even have a cutout.
I know.
You can't. You were probably in the running, but then they looked and they were like, he doesn't have a cutout, so we can't put him on there. So then they had to go to me. I was the backup option.
They should cut you a picture.
It's just like a Photoshop you in there, like, don't play out of the game. But yeah, no, that was pretty cool. But yeah, so our player of the game, our Fairfield player of the game, will be Supreme. In retrospect, should we think of a Providence one and keep a tally?
Yeah, I mean, Providence,
it's hard.
I'll say Chef, maybe Caleb. I mean, no one really played that great. Taj. Yeah.
I think Taj. I would say Taj.
Yeah, I'll give it to Taj. He was the senior. Taj.
He led us in scoring. I think he was the most efficient. Efficiency is That's like true. The only thing you could take out of that game, and I think he was the most efficient. So our player of the game for this one for Hartford is Supreme Cook. So we'll start Keith Patali. I just wrote it down on my notes. But anyway, he was 4-for-7 from the field, 0-for-1 from three. Didn't like that 1-3 he took, but it is.
Yeah, it was kind of odd time. I mean, even the announcers were like, he should not. He'll never take a shot from that part of the court again.
He had momentum, too. And yeah, they were like, that's probably the only one you'll see all year from him. We had the momentum, too, and that was a little bit of a killer, but it is what it is. 5-for-9 from free throw. Again, a big man shooting.
He'll get better.
Over 50% on the day.
I mean, he's a big man. It's tough. Yeah.
2 offensive rebounds, 7 defensive rebounds for a total of 9. 1 steal, 1 block, 2 turnovers. So 13 points in total. So, you know, he was second leading scorer along with Taj. They both had 13. And he's our player of the game, so you obviously can guess how we feel about him. He played really well. And I think he proved that he's going to be big for us all season for sure.
He definitely proved his worth. I mean, he basically proved this game that he's above Mido in the pecking order, and rightfully so.
I texted you at one point, and I was like, yeah, I'm completely sold Supreme over Mido for sure. I know it's only been 2 games, but from what we saw last year, I mean, I feel like Supreme's already eclipsed his expectation, like Mido's expectations.
Is what we expected Mido to be this year.
Yeah, he's our next player. We'll talk about him, but
man, we can just leak over.
We'll go over. I mean, we've talked about Supreme enough tonight. We thought he was our player of the game, and he was one of those guys that we lost this game, but he's a bright kind of talking point to take out of it because
he's a freshman. So well. He'll be here.
Yeah, he's a freshman. Played so well. 2 games in, we're already on the Supreme Cook train. They're talking about him a lot tonight. A lot of mentions of New Jersey too. So that was
East Orange.
So, you know, we love to hear some New Jersey references during the broadcast. But, yeah, I'm so confident in him going forward now. He's definitely earned the starting spot. And if anything, I'd say Mido's starting position might be in a little bit of jeopardy right now.
How Jalen played tonight and possibly Chef taking it.
So, second in the order will go Chris Mido. 1-for-3
Tough day.
From the field.
Tough day.
1-for-3 from the field. 3 defensive rebounds, no offensive rebounds, 1 block,
big block,
4 turnovers.
That was a
good block.
That's like the potential he has. That even like Jay Young told us in our interview with him, like he has that potential to be a monster.
Yeah,
he just doesn't show it.
4 turnovers, 2 points on the day, and like you just said, like it's kind of a shame because Jay Young literally told us that. He could be one of the best players he's ever coached, one of the best players Fairfield has ever seen, right? And then, like, to hear that praise and then
Four turnovers and 2 points.
Yeah, I mean, 2 games into your sophomore year, he's not even really – you don't even really notice he's out there. And I mean,
you can't even play him, and you're not even playing him in crunch time.
He's 6'9", and he's disappearing on the court. That shouldn't even be – I mean, like,
yeah,
you don't even notice he's out there. He's the tallest guy out there. He – doesn't shoot enough at all. Doesn't
I mean,
even
he made attempt. A mid-range jumper today. It looked good, too.
His only basket?
His one basket was a mid-range jumper. He shot it in the flow of the offense, and it worked. It looked good. I mean, if he can do that, if he can stretch the floor with Cook on the court, and they can do a little high-low action, like that's easy baskets for both of them.
I just don't understand why he doesn't shoot a lot, because it's not just today. Last year, this year, he doesn't shoot a lot. And, I mean, even like Supreme Cook took 7 shots today. He's a freshman. He already has the confidence to come in and shoot. If you miss a couple, it is what it is. Had the confidence to take that 3. Mido takes 3 shots today, and he was by far the biggest guy in the court today. And at times when it was him and Supreme in there, they – like that duo outmatched any big man duo that Hartford had. And he only takes 3 shots. Again, it's – I feel like we've been kind of critical on him so far this season, but I think like the expectations that Jae Young set for him are so high that we kind of have the right to be this critical on him at this point, because he's not really producing.
And there's people producing more than him. Unlike last year where he might not have been doing like crazy numbers. He was playing well, obviously, but there's no one really to replace him. This year we have guys that have played better than him.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, Supreme Cook is like his competitor almost.
And even like Chef, even Chef.
Yeah. So I guess should we grade him, or are we just giving our
– Yeah, let's give a grade. Crook, obviously, we both gave A. We're going to give A's to him.
A's. I'll say a C+.
I was going to give a C-, but no.
I'll give like a C+. The thing is, he didn't – I mean, 4 turnovers is bad, though.
Having more turnovers than points and rebounds as a 6'9 center is not what you want.
Yeah, I'll go C. I'll downgrade to C.
A C-, not an F, because he did have a nice midity, which I like, and the block was just like – the block was pretty nice.
Yeah, and I was going to say, like, I mean, 4 turnovers is pretty crucial, but he didn't, like – I feel like there wasn't any points in the game where, like, you were really, like, angry at him because he did something wrong. I'll give you that. You know what I mean? So I'll give him a C. Caleb Green, 3rd player. We're talking about 5-for-12 from the field, 2-for-3 from three-point, and he had 4 defensive rebounds – 3 assists, 1 steal, 2 turnovers for a total of 15 points leading us on the day. Again, this was the other guy, breakout game, the game that showed us that he showed us that he's going to be the guy going forward.
He's our best offensive player.
Yeah, and he can really run this team. He can really run the offense too. It showed us today.
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned before the year, like I said that, we both kind of agreed that Caleb – playing point guard and running the offense will take a lot of pressure off Taj, because Taj just last year looked uncomfortable doing it, like playing the point guard position. And that's mostly because he's not a point guard. He's more of a 2 guard.
Yeah.
And it shows. I mean, Caleb just keeps the offense a lot more under control. The ball moves a lot quicker with Caleb at point guard. And although he didn't get the assist today, his scoring prowess was definitely on show.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wish he would have taken more threes today. 2-for-3. I wish he would have let it fly more. I hope he doesn't get into like that. Like, I know you compared him to him. I hope he doesn't get into like that Idis kind of like takes a couple shots and like he hits them, but then he doesn't really expand beyond that. I hope more shots.
He drives a lot more than Idis did. He gets to the rim a lot more than Idis ever did.
I think he's a better player, but
yeah, much better.
Saying in terms of like, especially 3-point shooting. I wish he would take more threes, and he was good. He looked good from 3 today. And then, yeah, like you said, his mid range looked good today, getting to the rim, all around just solid day for him. There isn't really much I could say negative about his.
I'd say a couple more assists. I think cut down the turnovers, which is good, but you want him to have a couple more assists.
Yeah. Maybe a little more of like, driving to the rim and dishing it to the big man. He didn't do that very much today.
Driving, kicking, because like as we noticed, we were hitting threes today. A couple of driving kicks to Jalen or even Taj would have been huge.
Yeah, for sure. Driving kick to Jalen. If they get that lineup going, that would be good. Again, 2 turnovers. I'm not really gonna
harp on him.
Too mad about. I mean, a point guard having 2 turnovers isn't that bad.
He touches the ball 60% of the time. He's found the turnover a couple times, and one of them I'm pretty sure was a charge. So it's like being aggressive. It comes with the territory.
Yeah, so, you know, I think the theme with him was just whenever he was able to get the ball and play quick, they looked really good. And then whenever they forced them all to play slow, it was kind of poor. But I'll go A for him.
I'll give an A-.
Really?
That's A-.
What's the reason?
I think he can get a couple more assists. I think 3 is a little low for him, especially when we have 6 of the whole team.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're still – maybe it's unrealistic, but we're still expecting, like, 6 to 8 out of him.
Yeah, again, I mean, it's not crazy.
The team had 6.
Yeah, the team had 6.
Maybe we're a little unrealistic with that expectation, but I'm still expecting 6 to 8 if he can.
I mean, he got in the Providence game, so –
yeah. You know. So, next player. So you gave him A-. I went A. Next player, Jesus Cruz. I know we have a lot to talk about here.
A lot to unpack.
Yeah. 4 for 12 from the field. 0 for 4 from 3. 4 offensive rebounds. 7 defensive rebounds. For a total of 11. 2 assists. 1 steal. 4 turnovers. 10 points. So he's 4th leading scorer today. We had a lot to talk about here. We were constantly texting.
I mean, the stat line, it's funny because, like, we talk so much, but the stat line looks like double-double. Like, yeah, you shot a little bad, but, like, double-double. And then a couple assists with a steal. Like, it doesn't look that bad, but, like, he had a tough game. He had a couple of bright spots, like, a couple of nice layups, but overall, I think he had a very tough game.
Yeah, we're both going to agree on him having a tough game for sure. We texted about it all night pretty much. I mean, there were stretches in the first half. I feel like he just kept getting the ball, and every time he got it, he made a mistake. I know he had maybe a travel or a double dribble in the far corner. He had a couple turnovers just losing the ball.
Yeah.
Bricked threes, air ball three.
A couple of just bad decisions on shots where – even better off kicking it out, or like he drove on like 2 guys trying like flip it over his head to get it in, yeah, like get it on the rim. But
the biggest one for me, I mentioned already, was that, I mean, we're down 4 with like a minute or less to play, and he got the rebound or something, and just
got the rebound off the defensive end. Brought
you
it
could
up the
tell
court.
By the way he was sprinting up the court that he wasn't going to pass it, but he had options all around him, and then he kind of just backed himself into a post and like was pivoting a little bit, and then just kind of threw up a shot that didn't really have a chance. And that for me was like the worst mistake today, because they were down 4 with a couple seconds left. That would have made it a 1-possession game or so. But really tough day for him. I agree with you. He looked good when he got to the rim. I think his 4 baskets
were very like impressive layups. No, I agree that. But there was every good basket he had, every nice like layup he had was counted.
Two bad plays, yeah.
Or two. So it was like one step.
Like a 2-to-1 ratio of bad plays, pretty much.
Yeah.
And
that's what makes it so frustrating, is that he does have some nice plays in him, but it's just like mental errors.
Yeah.
And 4 turnovers also. Like leading team in turnovers isn't, as a senior, is kind of tough.
And he gets carried away and it builds up. Like I mentioned, like that stretch in the first half, he like every time he touched the ball, he made a mistake. It was like 4 or 5 times in a row. It's like after a while, you got to just, all right, I'm not playing that well right now. Let me just calm down, maybe get the ball out of my hands, be a little safe about it.
And now he has guys that can help him out. Like last year, he can give him like a cut him some slack, because, like, I mean, it was just basically him and Taj. Like, that was, like, all they had on offense, really.
Yeah.
So, but, like, this and, like, Landon at times, but Landon, you know, always went cold. I mean, now he has guys that can, like, create and score off their own dribble. Like Taj, if you give the Taj can run a set. Caleb can, Cook can, obviously, as we saw. Even Jalen can do stuff with the ball. It's like that last like 7 minutes in the second half, like he had 4 other guys in the court that very easily could have like done something with the ball if he
kicked it out. Yeah, guys are capable now. You're putting out full capable lineups. And, you know, it just goes back to what I said last week. I just think it's the best way to put it is, you know, when you're someone like him, you just got to do what you're good at really well. And then, you know, let people, you know, in terms of he's really good at going to the basket and scoring. And we saw that tonight. He had like some really nice plays getting to the rim, but then 0-for-4 from 3, and they weren't even close.
His day doesn't even look that bad if he doesn't shoot those 4 threes.
Yeah.
His day isn't half bad.
So again, it just goes back to just do what you're good at really well. and we have guys that are capable to do other things now, and I just wish he would really stick to driving or get into the rim or at least like kind of mid-range stuff instead of still going for the three, because it's just clear at this point that he just doesn't have the three, you know, in him.
Yeah, but it's like just not a part of his game, and that's okay. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's totally okay. Just do what you're good at really well, and you'll still be out there, and you'll actually look better.
I mean, also, the one thing I was encouraged to see is that when he was playing the four today, when it was at the end, when it was Jalen, Taj, and Caleb all playing together, he got a lot of rebounds, which did impress me. I don't know if that was because of Hartford's just lack of size, or if he was just like, it might be a little of both. Like, he can rebound, but also they had a lot of lack of size.
Yeah, I mean, he's an aggressive player too, and he does have bounce too, so he is pretty good. I mean, he led us in rebounding.
That's what I mean. So I do like that. It is encouraging to see if we are going to start running Jalen, Taj, and Caleb together. It is encouraging to see.
Yeah, so again, I just wish – it's just – there's a lot in his game that really needs to be polished. It's really frustrating to watch at times because, like, we talked about Mido, like, isn't really doing much of anything. And I'd rather have that than, like, I mean, like, Jesus was, like, making us kind of angry during the game at just, like,
he's doing too much.
Yeah, it's – I almost would have rathered him be a guy I didn't notice was out there than be the guy that's, like – I mean, we were texting, like, why isn't Jae Young taking him out yet? Like, he just made four turnovers in a row or four mistakes in a row. Like, it was just getting a little – it was getting pretty frustrating. And you feel bad for him because, like, he's, like, the face of our team pretty much. Like, you know, you like him, and he's a good player. And he has good – points. Like, he's a good defender, he's good at getting to the rim, but he gets so carried away with the other things that aren't really a part of his game, and that, like, is so frustrating to watch.
Yeah, especially because it's mental. It's not even like a lack of ability, it's completely mental. It's a matter of just like knowing what you're good at, just doing what, like, decision making, basically. It's all decision.
So my grade for him, I'll go C-. I'll give him my lowest grade of the day because I said with Mido is like he played poorly, but you didn't really notice it. I'll say Cruz played poorly, and I definitely notice it. I'll give him a C-, which would be my worst grade of the day.
Yeah, I'll go C- as well.
All right, Taj Benning, the last starter that we're going to talk about today, 4-for-11 from the field, 3-for-5 from three, which you noted was a pretty nice thing to see. 2-for-2 on free throws, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 turnover. 3 fouls, 13 points, so tied for second in scoring. He had a decent game today. I'll say the threes were the brightest point because, you know, in the past he hasn't been the best three-point shooter. I think he was 13% last year.
Yeah, he was very low.
3-for-5 was nice. They came late. They kept us in the
one
game.
One of them came couple, later.
A couple times we really needed them. So
yeah, I mean, one tied it.
One tied it in the corner, and then the other one cut it to three when we were down by six.
Oh, yeah, at the very end with, like, 8 seconds left.
But that was kind of the bright point for me. I feel like he had a more poor game from mid-range / getting to the rim than he did against Providence. I feel like he was less effective. I feel like he was almost less kind of – less noticeable in this game today.
Yeah. I think he took a back seat because obviously Caleb had a really good day. Cook had a really good day. I mean, that's obviously we saw with Cruz. It's okay to take a back seat to guys when they're cooking. Like, you can still make a difference, and he obviously did. Like, he had a good game today, I think, still.
Yeah, that's actually a great point. I 100% agree with you there. Like, that's like – if Caleb's going to be, like, the main guy or whatever, you know, or Supreme's going off, you know, he takes a back seat. He still scored 13 points. He's still our second leading scorer. And for us to kind of say we didn't really notice him a lot out there, it's kind of a good thing because he didn't make any mistakes, really.
Yeah.
He had 3 turnovers. I think the most frustrating was when he dribbled off his foot.
He had 1 turnover. No, 3 fouls, 1 turn.
Oh, 3 fouls. Oh, that was the 1 turnover then.
Off
his foot. So that was a little frustrating to see, but it's one mistake.
I mean, that's like it's a slip up in concentration. It's not like a –
nothing that's not clean. Even decision-making thing. That's just
it's just a lot, just a mess. But,
I mean, if he can be – because it's weird seeing him in that role because he was, like, carried us last year pretty much. But if he can kind of just be the second or third guy, like, second or third option that's, like, you know, he's still grabbing 10 to 13, 10 to 15 points a game, but kind of like not that standout guy. I'd actually really prefer him in that role because he's not making mistakes. He's not taking stupid shots anymore. And I think that's like, I think that's going into what we've said all season with having Caleb.
Yeah,
that point guard allows him to have a better game, even if it is him taking more of a back seat.
This game kind of proved our prediction correct with that, Steven. Like, they both had good games. Caleb basically ran the offense, was playing, like, basically took the most of the touches away from Taj, but Taj still got his and played well, even without those touches.
Yeah, so, again, I don't really have much bad to say about his game. A couple shots just didn't fall for him today, but it wasn't necessarily bad. A couple of those shots when he goes kind of mid-range, kind of rises up and, like, pauses for a second, then shoots.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of those just didn't fall today, but I know he's hit those countless times in his fair career.
Yeah, I mean, the positive, he showed his mid-range game. He, again,
I don't really have much bad to say about him today. I think he did well, and I'd love to see him continue a role as kind of like the 2 or 3 option and just kind of let Caleb take over. I think it'll benefit him more down the stretch. So I'll give him a B. I'll give him a B.
Yeah, I'll give him a B plus. I think it's a ho-hum game for him. If he can give us that every night, I'll gladly take it. I know he can do better. I know he can have those big games that we saw last year.
And that's the thing too, is if they need him to do better, he can do better. Like, say Caleb was playing poor today, I'm sure he would have actually taken more shots, taken over more. I think it's more of like a I know we lost, but they didn't really need him to do much better tonight.
I mean, on offense, they were doing pretty well. When they were on, they were doing pretty well.
So let's head to the bench. We got Allen first. Allen Jean Rose, 0 for 2 from the field, 0 for 2, both threes. 2 defensive rebounds, 1 steal, 2 fouls. Another kind of poor game from Allen. He actually got a decent amount of minutes tonight.
He came in a lot. He was in there for a while in the second half early, like before they went to like their crunch time lineup. He got a couple minutes.
Yeah, and he was in there right at the end for the final 2 minutes.
When they were trying to get steals and stuff. Yeah.
So for someone that kind of played poor in the first game, he played a decent amount of minutes tonight. And again, he didn't really,
didn't impress.
Give me any bright talking points or anything.
I mean, the defense, we obviously know the defense won, like, he didn't play a ton of minutes. He played a solid amount, but didn't play a ton. Still got a steal, a couple of rebounds, which is, like, he's lanky. He'll give you athleticism. Yeah.
His corner 3, air ball, that kind of
tough.
Made me a little upset, but, Jae Young talked about it. His shot still needs a lot of improvement going forward.
And also, it's just about confidence with him, too. Jae Young mentioned he doesn't have a lot of confidence.
But, yeah, that's the thing, too. 0 for 2, both shots came from 3. Last year, the best part of his game was getting to the rim, and we haven't seen him really do that at all this season. I know it's only 2 games.
When you're long like that, you should go to the rim. Like, he's longer than most guys that we play against. Like, he has a good wingspan.
That's the thing, too. Again, we talked about, like, this Hartford lineup doesn't really outsize us. He could have been one of those guys that had a good game today getting to the rim, because no one really outmatched him today. Like, no one really outsized him.
Not even their big men really could really compete with Allen's size. Just even Allen's size, who's not even one of our bigger players.
Yeah, Allen pretty much could have matched up against that Australian kid.
Yeah, who's playing most of the game.
Yeah, like he could have taken him. Besides their one big man, he pretty much could have matched up against anyone out there and taken them to the rim. And I mean, he didn't do it at all. So. Maybe Monday I'd like to see him do that more I don't know if he's going to play.
Yeah,
I'm
not completely out on Allen yet. I'm more in on Allen than I am on Mido right now. And Allen, I think, has a chance. I think Allen has the higher ceiling, but Mido's the higher floor. That makes sense.
Yeah. With Allen, it's like when you get in trouble and your parents say, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed. I'm not mad, I'm disappointed. I'm just disappointed in his play right now.
Yeah, that's like Mido too. I mean, because Mido and Allen were both of our guys last year. Those were like our two guys coming into this year we thought would break out.
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to our early podcast, everyone who's been listening to us, you hear us say that's like one of our favorite players, if not our favorite player from last year. So like I said, I'm just disappointed. I expect more from him for sure.
We expect more because we just want to see him succeed. We don't mean any ill intent.
We know his potential, and we enjoyed his good moments last year so much.
He had a game winner.
Yeah, a game winner.
So like
he had a really good game against the Coaches last year. Like, we enjoyed those moments, seeing him do well, and seeing those moments, we know his potential. We know how good he could be, and like we said, he's one of our favorite players. So we're just disappointed on how he started the season. But hey, it's two games, you know. He has all the time in the world to make that up. But for today, I'll give him a C-plus rating because I just feel like he didn't really play. He didn't really have anything bad you could take away from it, but he didn't really do anything that good either.
Yeah, I'll give him a C. Just kind of, not like irrelevant, but like very just.
He is slipping, though. He is slipping a little bit into that.
Yeah, he's slipping a little bit in the pecking order for like top guys on the guys we feel the confidence radar.
Yeah. So next we got Chef, 1 for 4 from the field, 3 offensive rebounds, 3 defensive rebounds, 2 turnovers, 3 fouls, 2 points total. Again, I was a little disappointed in his play today. He didn't play a whole lot like you mentioned before, but 2 points again. I mean, this is a guy that, you know, people were talking about potentially being our lead scorer this year. A guy that tonight should have done really well because his athleticism should have kind of carried him. And again, where he wasn't really outmatched in size, and even their bigs weren't necessarily that athletic. Their bigs weren't really like athletic bigs.
Yeah.
I feel like Chef should have had kind of a field day with these guys tonight, and he just didn't. And that was pretty disappointing to me.
Yeah. I think he had a tough night. And I mean, I'm not too worried about him considering he's older. Still got 6 rebounds, all 3 of them offensive. Like, you love to see that. Because he didn't really play. I mean, he got minutes, but he didn't get that many. He didn't start. And when he came in for a solid amount of the first half. But second half, I mean, after like the 12, 11-minute mark, he didn't really get that much
playing time. Yeah, and they don't have the minutes up on ESPN, but I'm curious to see his minutes because, like, Jae Young talked to us about how kind of he's going to be one of the better players in the MAC in his position this year and all that, and then wound up not really playing him a whole lot tonight. And I wonder, like, I don't know. I would be curious what the reason for that is.
It could just be what Jae Young saw in the flow of the offense if he wasn't doing assignments, like, full throttle or something. It could be anything. It's not just, like, the stats don't, like, say why he, like, got benched, because I don't think the stats really show that I'm a poor game.
I just think, like, I think tonight he could have done so well against this lineup, like, against Hartford. I really think, like, the bigs were kind of where we could have dominated them, and I think Chef could have really dominated them and could have gave, like, more of a breath of fresh air for these guys, too. Like, they have a little bit of a depleted lineup with injuries slash, like, the waivers not being cleared, so they do look a little tired at times, and Chef could have given
them some life.
Yeah, he could have given them a spark off the bench, especially the big guys get tired kind of easily, and, you know, he didn't get a whole lot playing time tonight. I hope Monday he plays more, because I really think that all 3 big men, I think Chef, Mido, and Supreme can all really dominate this team down low, and I hope that's kind of an adjustment they make on Monday. But other than that, I mean, there's really not a whole lot to talk about him today again, because he didn't play a whole lot. So
yeah,
I'll give him a C+, because I was a little disappointed in some of his down low scoring shots that he took today. They didn't look too good.
Yeah, I'm gonna give him a B-. 3 fouls, 2 turnovers, one of them being offensive. I think he had a hook around with his arm at one point on a made basket.
Yeah, the other one was that he was backing in.
Oh yeah, he stepped out of bounds.
Well, no, one of them was offensive foul, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so I'm saying that's the first one I was talking about. He like hooked his arm around used the body. And then the second one was just him like stepping out of bounds. But I mean, from lack of playing time, I can't give him. I'll give him a B- due to lack of playing time.
I just hope I really want to see him have like a breakout game soon.
Yeah, like a 15 and 11 type of night.
These are guys like we talk about this now. Like, oh, we're still high on these guys. We think that they're going to be good going forward. But we're getting to the point now with these cancellations and stuff. There's only two more games before MAC play.
MAC plays where it really matters. That's
you gotta shake these things off now. It's getting the time's running out to shake these things off, you know?
Mac plays basically playoffs. Like it's funny to joke about because it's so early, but, like, for us, Mac plays, like, the playoffs. Getting that high seeding in the Mac tournament's a big deal.
Yeah, so, you know, unfortunately, I know it's only two games in, but it's – you got to shake these things off eventually because Mac play is what matters most. We can be – in theory, we could be 0-4 going into Mac play as long as we could shake these things off. Obviously, that's not what we want to happen, but, you know, that's just kind of – I don't know.
That's the way it is. In the long run, we're not making the tournament outside of winning our conference tournament.
You can't make excuses. That's just kind of how it is. And everyone's dealing with the same things this year. You just got to – they really got to figure it out before the Mac play starts. So I hope he has a breakout game, hopefully maybe Friday or Monday against Stony Brook. So – but yeah, so we both graded him.
Moving on to the person that stole his minutes tonight.
Yep, Jalen Leach, 2 for 5 from the field. Those two came from three. He was 2 for 3.
One of his shots was a half, like a full, like a.
Oh, that last three, you can't really even count that.
Yeah, exactly. So 2 for 2, basically 2 for 4 from the field.
Basically 2 for 2 from three, because that last three you can't really count. We're not on this show. We're not going to count it. They'll count it in the record books. 4 defensive rebounds, which is good to see. 1 turnover, 1 foul, 6 points. I don't really remember his turnover necessarily.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
I think he had an offensive foul, actually.
He might have been one of them, too. I mean, they had a couple, a bunch in the first half, I remember.
Yeah, I think he had one in the first half. But brightest point, 3-point shooting. Basically 2 for 2, as we described. Yeah. He looked so good from 3, and I remember texting you that I wish he shot more threes.
And one of them being like a full like pump step back, like very clean, like not just like a lot of these threes are like spot up. Like you don't see many like threes off the dribble like Caleb and Jalen have been doing, but it's nice to see that we have guys that can create behind the line like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I wish he would have shot more. That's kind of my sum up thing for today.
It's hard to tell him to shoot more when he's playing in a lineup of two seniors and a redshirt junior. Like it's only his second game. So as he works out his game and kind of gets better over the course of the year, I think he'll take a bigger role on offense. But right now it's nice to see that he can still contribute even when kind of taking a backseat.
Yeah. And once he gets more comfortable, more chemistry with them, but
yeah,
again, like we said, these are the things that just have to happen quicker this year because of the low, like lesser schedule. He needs to be confident to shoot the 3, 5, 6, 7 times a night going into Mac play, because him and Caleb, Taj a little bit, those are really our only hopes from three this year. And we're going to need him big time from three. He's going to be our leading 3-point scorer most likely this year. So going to need more there. Other than that, I think he played well. I don't really think he's that much of a defensive liability. People kind of wrote about him going into this year.
I mean, he's big. He's a big guy. Like, he doesn't, like, obviously from pictures and stuff before the season, we didn't really notice it. But in game, he's big, lanky. Like, he has the body to play defense, play good defense.
For sure. And Jae Young, I mean, told us that he is confident in his defensive ability. So maybe that preseason write-up stuff was all kind of just garbage, because Jae Young was confident and – yeah, that write-ups don't matter. I mean, we see it on the court. He's not a defensive liability. So I am 100% confident in him going forward, him being on the court, whether it's final 2 minutes or whether it's starting. I think he could definitely break into the starting lineup eventually, and I think he should break into the starting lineup eventually. So my grade for him today will be a B+, because I think he did really well. He just didn't necessarily do enough to be in that A tier, but I'll give him a B+.
I'll give him a B+. Even though I obviously he's like probably one of my favorite players this year so far, I'll give him a B+. But this game made me really excited for next shot, or possibly a lineup with just Jalen and Caleb, the two guards, without Cruz and Betting.
So
because those two look very good together.
Yeah, we'll talk about that after we do the rest of the player, or there's one more player, but. For us, it's Jalen Leach is a B+, but it's a B+ with unlimited potential. It's another kind of like game that all the new guys really, for the most part, prove to us tonight their worth, that they're gonna make a difference on this team. So that was kind of the best thing to take away from the game too, is that all the new guys played well tonight.
And Chef, I mean,
with the exception of Chef, but like for the most part, all the new guys played well. And even Chef, we can still say we're gonna be confident in him going forward. He just didn't really play that well tonight. Last player, Calvin. I was a little surprised they actually went to him kind of early tonight.
Yeah, a couple minutes, very early. I mean, it could have just been getting a breather for – I actually don't remember who he checked out. I'm guessing it's either Taj or Caleb.
I don't remember either. He had two defensive rebounds. So, I think he – didn't he take a foul too or something?
I don't remember. He was in and out so quickly that I wasn't really keeping my eyes on him.
Yeah, two defensive rebounds. I'll say, like, he didn't do anything wrong, though. So,
you don't really expect him to do much wrong. He's not like that. He's not really the highest, most, like, the best player on the team, obviously. But he's not a liability by any means. In short stints, he's not a liability.
Yeah, no, I'm, like, I'm confident in him going in the game for, like you said, like, very short stints if they need him, you know.
He's a solid, just like, guy that can take a few minutes for Taj and kind of hold the fort. He's not gonna do anything crazy, but he'll hold the fort, get rest for other guys.
Like, I honestly wouldn't mind him getting a couple more minutes or a minute or two more per
get
game.
Him a couple shots.
Yeah, I also too. I mean, like, he's never really had a chance from three to really show his potential. And like, you could have, like, a potential pretty good three-point option on your bench that you just never really
– Yeah, I mean
– Go through 4 years and never really realize that you have that.
I feel like we're more confident in his three-pointer ability than most, just from what we've seen from him. And I think he just has – I think he just hasn't gotten a fair shot. I think if he does get that shot, I think he would kind of be like a diamond in the rough for Jay to off the bench.
Yeah.
Use.
He can totally, like – it's really just up to him. He can totally – have one of those, especially in the MAC, like, they put him in for a minute or two and he hits like two threes or so, and then they're like, let's give him a little more chance, and then he has a good game, and then you're kind of in the rotation. Like, that's really all it's going to take from him.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that could take over a game and just, like, steal minutes. Like, it's so early in the year that any of these nine guys could steal minutes from the other.
And we're not saying he's going to, like, completely take over a game and, like, take, like, starting positions, but, like, he can insert himself into the rotation a little bit more.
Yeah, three threes in a game, and you're taking minutes. Like, he could possibly take minutes from, like, Allen. He's been struggling. Like, it's not crazy to think of.
I would like to – I mean, I think that would be pretty cool. We do talk a lot more highly of him than, like, anyone else I've seen cover Fairfield basketball. And maybe it's just – I don't know. Maybe it's a bias or something. I know, like, last year for the past 2 years when I'd, like, work at the Fairfield games, like, I've said it on here before, but, like, I'll go early. I'll be there, like, 2 hours early before the game starts, and he'll be the first one out there shooting threes and draining threes, like, consecutively for, you know, a pretty good, like, amount of time, like, 7-8 threes in a row, really getting his work in. And it's, like, to see that, maybe that's why I feel like he has something in him. And it's just unfortunate that he hasn't really had a chance to show it 3 years in now. So, yeah, my grade for him, I'll just give him a C+, because he didn't do anything wrong and he didn't really do much right either, but he didn't have the chance to.
Yeah, I'll give him a C. It's just it's hard. I'll give him like an NA, actually. I'll give him like a no grade.
Yeah, I feel like it's not fair to give him a grade, honestly, for that, because he didn't do anything wrong at all.
Yeah, not applicable. N/A.
Yeah. All right. So while we were recording this episode, we had a Twitter follower kind of tweet us. And basically, what was the tweet that I – oh, yeah, I just, like, tweeted, like, another tough game, whatever, yeah, blah,
Caleb,
blah, blah.
Caleb, Taj, Leach, Cruz, and Cook is what we need in long stretches to do well. Comes down to chemistry and consistency, and we aren't there yet.
Yeah, so
thank you, Fairfield Frank.
Yeah, so thanks, Fairfield Frank, for the tweet. It wasn't even really much of a question, but – I think we should incorporate it.
More of a thought. And I think we both will agree with this.
Well, I think it's definitely a talking point. Yeah, I think we should definitely incorporate it to our show today. He said Caleb, Taj, Leach, Cruz, and Cook is what we need to go in long-term stretches. to do well. And basically it comes down to chemistry and consistency. We aren't there yet, obviously. Chemistry and consistency, I'm pretty sure you could agree with, is just more of a time thing, obviously, especially when you have two freshmen in that lineup, in that projected lineup, and one transfer. Obviously, it's a little bit of a time thing. The one thing I would disagree with, which kind of, I mean, we talked about it tonight, so it's like, it'd be kind of hypocritical for us to just agree, is that I wouldn't really have Cruz in that lineup, personally.
Yeah. I mean, it's not to the point yet where I'd bench him, because he did show flashes tonight. Early in the first half, I was willing to bench him, but he kind of he bounced back a little bit. He had a couple shining, like, bright moments. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah.
I wouldn't completely, like, blacklist him either, but in the terms of this conversation, like, for long stretches or even for, like, final two-minute crucial minutes, I wouldn't have him in the lineup. I would personally go Caleb, Leach, Taj at the three, and a combination of either Chef Cook or Mido Cook.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that we're mentioning, like, we're talking about this lineup that we kind of mentioned before the year as, like, a fun gadget lineup that we might see at some point. Like, not, like, we weren't even expecting to see Jalen, Taj, and Cruz, or Jalen, Taj, and Caleb play as much together.
Oh, yeah, we did mention this as, like, the small, fun lineup with
Taj or Cruz
playing the four, yeah.
In, like, specific situations, but now it's crazy to think that this is, like, our crunch time lineup right now. Again, it's early, but still. And, yeah, I agree. I think Chef probably works better with his lineup than Cruz. And that's less an indictment on Cruz's, like, talent and more just his fit. I don't think he plays the four necessarily well, or he fits his body and play type fits the four necessarily well.
Yeah.
I think Chef would probably work better.
I just kind of – I don't know. I just – after today, like, I just feel like Cruz could hurt us in – especially late stretch, like – today, like, I go back to, again, like, that play he had where he just rushed down the court and took a layup and missed, like, down four. Like, something like that is crucial. And, like,
yeah, small mistakes late in the game make big.
They just kill it. They lose the game. So,
yeah, so you don't worry about that, obviously. But I'm giving till Mac play to turn around before I start taking him out of, like, end of game lineups.
I do agree, though, in, like, the kind of general what he's saying there with the Twitter comment, because, like, I feel like we need a, like, long stretch consistent lineup. I feel like there was a lot of random different lineups at times tonight. Like, we really need that go-to lineup.
I think those four, I think minus Cruz, I think those four should be our main
long stretch
lineup.
I think Leach kind of proved that tonight, that he should be in there, and Cook. I mean, Cook was already in the starting lineup, but I think he proved that he should be in there.
Like, and all yeah.
Those four are kind of becoming, like, the untouchable, like, guys that you definitely want in there. And then, like you said, yeah, Cruz is the only one that, like, leave or take from that lineup.
And also, it's, like, this can change based on game flow and, like, how teams are playing. It's, like, if we play a bigger team in the MAC, like a Ryder or Siena, it might not be, like, plausible to have Jalen playing the three or Taj playing the three. So, obviously, it's all fluid.
Yeah,
but this looks like our best offensive lineup. Definitely our best offensive lineup.
Yeah, and like he mentions in the tweet, like, it comes down to chemistry and consistency. Once they build that chemistry together, where, like, you can just almost get a feel for where the guys are on the court that you're playing with, or know that their tendencies, like, know what they're gonna do on the court, so you can put yourself in a better position for them.
Especially,
they're just gonna get way better.
Especially Supreme and Caleb. I think that. That duo, if they can get on the same page, that can turn to a lot of easy baskets for Supreme.
You see a lot of lobs, a lot of
easy layups or a lot of easy assists for Caleb too.
Yeah, so I agree basically for the most part, except for I personally wouldn't have Cruz in that lineup, but
completely agree. I think Cruz still belongs in that lineup, but it's closer to a switch than you'd think.
And you know what's a shame? I think we can't really speak on it because we haven't seen him play. But if Jason wasn't sick right now,
Jason would be huge. Oh.
You could imagine if you – I mean, we don't really even know what type of player he is yet, but what people project him to be. Imagine him for Cruz, if you had Jason in that lineup. Say Jason comes and plays well. If you have him in Cruz's spot,
I mean, because
that
Jason,
could be pretty good. It would be three freshmen starting, but that could be a pretty good.
Especially because Jason, I think, although he might be better in short spurts, towards the end of the game, he might be good because he's a great defender, it seems like, and is a very good rebounder. And Jason is just like a very like high energy guy that can kind of do the dirty work for guys like Caleb and Taj and Supreme that can kind of take advantage on offense then.
And when you have two alpha guys out there in Caleb and Taj that are like the guys you really want holding the ball, having Cruz in there, it just adds another guy that wants to have the ball.
It's too many alpha guys
that like are going to kind of ball hog it a little bit. And if you add Jason in there, which again, we still don't know what he plays like, if you added him in there, he would be, like you said, more of like a relaxed guy. Like he's going to do the dirty work. He's not like going to be really expecting the ball too much on offense in those late situations, and that could help us a lot. And I think defensively, he's probably going to help us too.
No pun intended on the cooks in the kitchen.
Oh, what'd you say? I didn't hear that.
I said it'd be too many cooks in the kitchen.
Oh,
no pun intended.
I didn't even hear that, but I'm glad we spotlighted that for a second time. But
that's why Cruz off the bench. It's not even like a downgrade necessarily with Cruz. If Cruz would come off the bench at some point this year, it's more just like it would help him. It would help him do better himself. It would help his game more, honestly.
Because we saw it last year.
Yeah, we saw it last year. He had good games off the bench. He had like very good games.
Yeah. So, I'm very excited to see how Jason plays because I was thinking like, I don't want Cruz in that lineup that we talk about, but if you add like Mido or Chef, maybe that lineup's a little too big depending on who you're playing. But I feel like Jason would be that perfect piece to put in there. It just, we haven't seen him play yet. So I can't really like, I mean, he could start playing and like not be the player we expected. And then that would be a bad take to say he should be in the starting lineup, but, or in that main lineup. But if he does play kind of how we expect him to, I think he would be the perfect kind of type of player to be in that position.
Yeah, I wouldn't even count Chef out yet for that lineup spot.
No, either. I think Chef, more than Mido, I think Chef would be Caleb, Taj, Leech, Chef, and Supreme. That would be, if Chef like heats up to his potential, that would be probably my number one go-to stretch, like long stretch lineup. So, yeah. So thanks for the comment. That was a nice little talking point to add to the show today. I'm not really sure how long we've been going for because I feel like usually this thing should end by 40 minutes, but we've like definitely been talking longer than 40 minutes. So
we just get
I'm not
time.
Sure.
Time flies when we're talking.
Yeah, I know. Did I just randomly get like premium Zoom or something? It didn't like it didn't like tell me like it's shutting off soon. So I don't know, but. Other than that, so that's kind of our – I feel like that's kind of wraps up our Hartford kind of game analysis. Do you have anything else to add?
No, I mean, when's our next game? Saturday?
Friday.
Or Friday. So, we have a couple days off. Gives us some time to regroup. Jay and watch the film, kind of figure out some rotational stuff before MAC play for next game going into our, like, what is it, second to last game before MAC play?
Stony Brook and then Hartford Monday and then MAC play next Friday. So,
yeah, it'll be interesting to see the rotations on Friday, see if they change. That's what I'm most interested in.
And not even the starting rotation, but like not even the starting lineup. But like you said, and like Frank said, the long term rotation.
I think the last 10 minutes is more excited to see the last 10 minutes lineup than I am to see the starting lineup.
Yeah, because really any starting lineup, we always seem to keep ourselves in the game, even keep a lead in the start, like. I feel like regardless of what our starting lineup looks like, we're always like in the game in the beginning.
Yeah.
It's really the beginning of the second half when we either like fall off or
take advantage.
Yeah. And I think we fell off today with the going down 12 and we fell off against Providence in the beginning of the second half. So if anything, it's the start of the second half for me. And like that long stretch from beginning of second half to like pretty much
14 minute mark
midway through. Like second media timeout kind of thing. So, yeah, I'm interested in that. Stony Brook on Friday, game that got rescheduled. I'm happy it got rescheduled. I have a cool little graphic to toss up on our Twitter for that game. It's also a Jay Young revenge game, right? Going back to Stony Brook, playing at Stony Brook. It's gotta be. It's written it's written on the walls that we're going to win this game. I hope. Be nice to get our first win. I personally haven't watched Stony Brook this year, so I don't know.
I've not either.
Not really sure what we're up against, to be honest, but
he's better going in blind because some more.
You think so?
It gives us more of a
hope,
a genuine. It gives more hope, I guess.
Okay,
yeah.
So they're 0-1 right now, and they played St. Peter's, so a MAC team. They lost 82-68.
But I mean, St. Peter's is a good team. They almost beat St. John's.
That's what I was gonna say. St. Peter's is a good team. We both watched that game against St. John's last week that they should have won.
They should have won. They turned it over up 3, I think, with like 15 seconds left and gave up a game tying 3.
Yeah, and then they even didn't they have a I think they had a chance to win
it. They had a chance to win. They had free throws, they missed them. They were down 1, got to the line, the guy missed 2 free throws.
Yeah, so that's not like them losing by a ton to St. Peter's isn't like making it a walk in the park for us, but yeah, that's just interesting that they and St. Peter's is playing on Friday. They're playing Maryland.
They played. Yeah, they. I just saw they just scheduled that. They played someone recently too.
I think they played LaSalle. I was just on their website. I think they either played LaSalle or
they played LaSalle.
So
and Stony Brook yesterday.
We both watched that game. We were talking about is that they're going to be tough like in the MAC this year.
This early, I probably picked them to win it.
I mean, it's hard. I mean, I know Iona played the other day against Seton Hall, and they lost
pretty badly. Yeah, but they played. They were up, like, 10 minutes left in the game. They were down 1 or up 1. Yeah. Like, it was like they just ran out of gas.
And Siena, I think they don't have an out-of-conference schedule, but we're the first team they play, so they're going to be pretty hungry when they play.
Yeah, they're in the go.
But, you know, St. Peter's is a good team. Definitely watch out for them in the MAC this year. I'd definitely put them up there.
At least top 3, at least.
Yeah, they're looking good. So, so they're 0-1. Stony Brook playoffs Friday. We play there. Jay Young revenge game. Looking for our first win. Hopefully we get it. Then Monday we're back. We're playing at Hartford. Same team we played today at Hartford. So the Friday game is at 4 p.m. The Monday game is at 4 p.m. So a couple early afternoon or late early evening.
Early
games.
Afternoon matinees. Late afternoon matinees.
Whatever. Late evening. Early evening. However you want to refer to it.
Nowadays, early evening is dark out.
It's dark out at 4:30, 5 o'clock. So those two games, pray that they don't get canceled. And I hope we can talk about them. We'll do an episode next Wednesday. We'll release it like normal time on Wednesday. This is probably going to go up on Thursday, but we'll do a regular episode next Wednesday. We'll cover those two games. That's probably going to be God knows how long that episode will be.
Two games could be
2.5.
Mega episode.
Could be a Joe Rogan podcast length. Could be 3 hours long, but we're going to do those two recap of those. And then we'll talk about MAC play because MAC play starts next Friday, December 11th and 12th. And then it'll be pretty easy for our show from there on out because it'll just be Friday, Saturday games every week. And we'll just
two games to go over a week.
Yeah, we'll just be able to talk about
more scheduled.
Yeah, we'll just be able to talk about those two games and talk about the next two games every Wednesday. And that'll be a lot easier than what we've had to do. But and then it'll be like the only games we're playing against that school that year because it's, you know, you play the same school twice and then you don't see them again. So that'll be a little easier for us. But, you know, for this week's sake, we're going to watch Stony Brook Friday, watch Hartford Monday. Hopefully the next time we talk to you, we're 2-2, best case scenario. You gotta win one of these.
Yeah, you got to get some momentum going to MAC play.
Can't go 0-4 to start the season, considering you're also playing Siena twice that weekend. So, you know, we'll keep along with that. Another thing, tomorrow the Stags women's team get their first game of the season playing UMass at home. So it's another home opener for the Stags women's team. 5 p.m. tomorrow. I'm definitely going to tune into that game. You know, we keep saying on here we want to start incorporating them into the show a little bit too. So, definitely going to tune in. I know me and Jack have a class tomorrow night at 6:30, so
we'll try to get a couple minutes in.
at least a couple talking points, you know, about it. So we wish them luck. So we got a loaded weekend. They also play Sunday. They play against Hofstra on Sunday. So we got what? Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday basketball, stag
basketball.
Yeah, we
got a game every other day.
We said this last week, and then it didn't happen. We said it last week. It didn't happen. Hopefully this week it really does happen. Hopefully these games happen. And we hope you guys watch, and we will be talking about it. We'll be tweeting about it, too. It's another thing. We tweet about all the games. And also, hey, Saturday, I think Saturday Matt Turner plays. So I think it's a full weekend of from tomorrow to Monday of just
Fairfield Athletics.
Stags Athletics. We always tweet about it, so make sure you follow us on Twitter at Red Sea Radio. And we post a lot over there. And yeah, we're just really excited for this weekend. Any final kind of notes you want about, you know, anything we watched today or anything going into the weekend?
Excited for Jalen. We'll keep your eyes out on Jalen. I think he has a big game, one of these two. I think he breaks out.
Crucial weekend. That's next time we talk, it's going to be next time we talk, there's going to be guys that have broken out. There's going to be guys that slipped, you know.
We might see someone completely out of line that played tonight.
Yeah, it's like a reality show. You never know. Yeah. We don't know what's gonna happen.
Someone's gonna vote it off.
Yeah, it's like The Bachelor, but it's two games this weekend, and you know, positions and roles could thoroughly change because it's the last two before the MAC. So we're super excited. We thank you guys for listening to us again. It's been episode 11 of Red Sea Radio. Keep checking in with us on Twitter. Keep interacting with us on Twitter, sending us questions because it helps us with talking points as well. It's been fun. We hope you guys enjoyed. And we will talk to you next Wednesday again on Red Sea Radio on all streaming platforms. Everyone stay safe. Enjoy some Fairfield basketball this weekend. We'll talk to you in a week. Red Sea Radio, not on WVF, from home. As always, go Stags.